Sachas Mar Parakei, Mishnah Gimel, Halokeach Min HaNachta. Somebody who buys baked goods from a baker. And the baker had bought his grain from an Amar. And therefore the baked goods are Tumat. The person who buys the baked goods has to take off the Maisa from the baked goods. And the person who bought the baked goods bought some baked goods the previous day. Those baked goods are cold. And some baked goods he bought that day, those baked goods are hot. And he wants to take off Maisa. So some of the baked goods, and that Maisa would pop through up all the baked goods that he bought, both the previous day and that day. Ma'aser menachama ha'atzonenes. U'menatzonenes ha'lachama. When he takes off Maisa from the baked goods, he can take off Maisa from the hot baked goods. And that Maisa would pop through up the cold baked goods that he bought the previous day. Or if he wants, he can take off Maisa from the cold baked goods that he bought the previous day. And that would pop through up the hot baked goods that he bought that day. Now, even though the cold baked goods is inferior to the hot baked goods, and you're not supposed to take off too much Maisa from inferior produce, this Mishnah holds a grabby alert who says that somebody who takes off too much Maisa from inferior produce, the Truma Maisers would be good, bitty of it. And since we're talking about Dmai over here, even a Chatkhila you can take off the Maisers from inferior produce. And since most Damiar do take off Maiser, and that which you have to take off Maiser from Dmai is only a Chumra, it's only a stringency, even a Chatkhila can go ahead and take off the Maisers from inferior produce. Afilu Mitzvusim Harbe, Tiberi Rabbi Meir. Even if the baked goods that you bought were not all baked in the same shape, some of them were baked in one shape and others were baked in a different shape, even so, you can take off Maisa from some of them and that would potter up the others, according to Rabbi Meir. Even though you might think that you should suspect that maybe not all the baked goods were baked from grain that was bought from one Amar, maybe some of the baked goods was baked from grain that was bought from one Amar, but other baked goods that you bought were baked from grain that was bought from a different Amma arts. And if that were the case, that would cause problems. In such a case, you would not be allowed to take off Meiser from some of the baked goods to potter up the others. You would have to take Meiser from each and every baked good that you bought. And since not all the baked goods were baked from the grain that was bought from one Amma arts, it was baked from grain that was bought from different Amma arts. And it's possible that one Amma arts did take off Meiser and the other one did not. And in that case, you wouldn't be able to take off Maisa from one onto the other, since it's possible that some of the baked goods are higher than Maisa. It was baked from grain that was bought from Amma Arts that did not take off Maisa. While other baked goods are puzzled from Maisa, as it was baked from grain that was bought from Amma Arts that did take off Maisa. And you can't take off Maisa from something that's puzzled from Maisa to puzzle off something that's higher than Maisa, and so too vice versa. You can't take off Maisa from something that's higher than Maisa and puzzle up with that Maisa something that putter from Maisa. So if we suspected that the baker who sold you the baked goods, some of the baked goods were baked from grain that was bought from one Amart, while other baked goods were baked from grain that was bought from a different Amart, we would not allow you to take off Maisa from one of them to potter the other. We would tell you to take off Maisa from each and every individual baked good for itself. But even though in this case, some of the baked goods you bought yesterday and some of it you bought today, some of the baked goods was baked in one shape and other baked goods were baked in a different shape, even so, we don't suspect that the baker had baked the goods from grain that was bought from different Amaratzim. Instead, according to Rabbi Meir, we figure that the baker bought all of his grain from the same Amarats, even though not all the baked goods were baked on the same day, and even though not all the baked goods are in the same shape, even so, according to Rabbi Meir, we assume that the baker bought all of his grain from the same Amarats. So that allows you to take off Maisa for one baked good to potter up a different baked good. Rabbi Yehuda Isa, Shani Aymer Chitin Shoham Es Hayu Mishal Echer, Vishal Hayom Hayu Mishal Echer. Rabbi Yehuda argues, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is forbidden to take off Maisa from baked goods that you bought that day to potter up baked goods that you bought the previous day, or vice versa, to take off Maisa from a baked good that you bought the previous day to potter up baked good that you bought today, even though the baked goods were all bought from the same baker. And the reason is, because I might say that the wheat that he used to bake yesterday's baked good was bought from one Amar's, while the wheat that was used to bake today's baked goods was bought from a different Amar's, and maybe the Amar's that he bought the wheat from yesterday did take off Maisa, wild amar that he bought the wheat from today did not take off ma'aser. And if you take off ma'aser from yesterday's baked goods, the pot of today's baked goods, you might be taking off ma'aser from something that is potter from ma'aser to potter of something that's chayiv in ma'aser, or vice versa. You might be taking off ma'aser from something that's chayiv in ma'aser and potter of something that's potter from ma'aser. So therefore, according to Rabbi Huda, all the baked goods that you bought yesterday, the ma'aser has to be taken off from them separately, while the baked goods that you bought today, the ma'aser would be taken off from them separately. But Rabbi Huda does agree that if the baked goods that you bought on the same day came in different shapes, Rabbi Huda would allow you to take off ma'aser from one, the potter of the other. According to Rabbi Huda, all the baked goods that you bought on the same day from the same baker, you could assume, was used from the grain that is bought from one Amah Aretz. The only thing Rabbi Yehuda offers is when you buy the baked goods on different days, but if you buy it on the same day, even if it comes in different shapes, according to Rabbi Huda, we could assume that the grain that was used to bake the assorted baked goods that you bought on the same day came from the same Amart. And even Rabbi Huda would allow you to take off Meiser from one to potter the other. Rabbi Shimon, Aiser v'tumas Meiser umater v'chala. Rabbi Shimon takes an even more stringent approach than Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Shimon, even though you bought all the baked goods on the same day from the same baker, you have to be afraid that maybe the baked goods that were baked in one ship were baked from grain that was bought from one Amart, while the baked goods that was baked in a different ship was baked from grain that was bought from a different Amart. And maybe one Amart took off Maisa while the other one did not. So according to Rabbi Shimon, when you buy baked goods that come in different shape, you have to take off Maisa separately from the baked goods from each shape. You can't take off Maisa from one shape onto the other shape. But that's only in regard to the Trumas Maisa. When you take off the Trumas Maisa, you have to take off separately from each shape. But if you're taking off challah from the baked goods, you can take off challah from one baked good onto another, even though they came in different shapes, as long as you bought all the baked goods from the same baker. The reason being that the chiyuv of challah only starts when the baker starts kneading the dough. Before the baker started kneading the dough, there was no chiyuv of challah. So even though the baker might have bought grain from different amaratim, but that doesn't make a difference when it comes to challah. Now the person who he bought the grain from certainly didn't take off the challah, as he was not mechuyev to take off the challah. It's the baker that's mechuyev to take off the challah when he starts kneading the dough. So it doesn't make a difference how many people he bought the grain from, since we know for sure that the people he bought the grain from didn't take off the challah. So therefore, since you bought all the baked goods from the same baker, so either that baker took off challah or he did not, it doesn't make a difference that some of the baked goods was bought yesterday and some of it today, or some of the baked goods came in one shape while other baked goods came in a different shape. Since you bought all the baked goods from the same baker, you can take off challah from one baked good onto another. Somebody who buys his baked goods from a palter. A palter is somebody who buys baked goods from the baker and sells them to the customers. He doesn't bake the baked goods himself. Ma'aser mikol tfusus tfus dibrei Rabbi Meir. You have to take off ma'aser separately from the baked goods that come in each shape, according to Rabbi Meir. You can't take off ma'aser from baked goods that come in one shape to potter off baked goods that come in a different shape. As Rabbi Meir holds, a potter buys his baked goods from assorted bakers. He doesn't buy all of his baked goods from the same baker. And most likely one baker buys his produce from one Amar, while the other baker buys his produce from a different Amar. And maybe one Amar does take off ma'aser, while the other one did not. So you would assume that the baked goods that come in one shape came from one baker, while the baked goods that came in a different shape come from a different baker. And if you take off ma'aser from the baked goods that come in one shape to potter out the baked goods that come in a different shape, you might be taking off ma'aser from something that's potter to potter off something that's chayav, or vice versa. You might be taking off ma'aser from baked goods that's chayav and ma'aser to potter out baked goods that are potter and ma'aser. So therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, you take off the ma'aser separately from the baked goods that come in each shape. Rabbi Huda Omer me'achas ala kol. Rabbi Huda disagrees with Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Huda, the potter buys all of his baked goods from the same baker. So therefore, you can take off ma'aser from the baked goods that come in one shape, the potter of the baked goods that come in a different shape. And since all the baked goods come from the same baker, even though they are baked in different shape, we have to assume that the baker bought all of his grain from the same Amah Aretz. But that's only if all the baked goods was baked today or all of it was baked yesterday. Since it was all baked on the same day by the same baker, we assume that all the baked goods was baked from grain that was bought from the same Amharic, even though the baked goods come in different shape. But if some of the baked goods were baked yesterday and some of it was baked today, Rabbi Yehuda said in the previous Mishnah that even though it was all baked by the same baker, we have to be afraid that maybe the baked good that was baked yesterday was baked from grain that came from one Amharic, while the baked good that was baked today came from grain that was bought from a different Amharic, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda would hold you can't take off Miser from one onto the other. So therefore, in this Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says you can take off Miser from one shape onto another. He's talking about where all the baked goods was baked in the same day. Rabbi Yehuda would admit, though, if you buy your baked goods from a manpal. Manpal is similar to the word monopoly. Somebody who has a monopoly to sell the baked goods in that town, that the kingdom gave him strict right that only he can sell the baked goods in this town. In such a case, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you buy baked goods in different shapes, you would have to take off Miser separately from the baked goods in each shape. You can't take off Miser from one onto the other. And since this person has a monopoly to sell the baked goods in this town, he most likely buys his baked goods from a number of different bakers. But the baker themselves have no right to sell their baked goods. They all have to sell it to the manpal. So the manpal has baked goods from a lot of different bakers. So therefore, the bread that was baked in different shapes came from different bakers, and he can't take off Miser from one onto the other, even according to Rabbi Yehuda.